to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning, and it is October 4th. Oh, gosh.
Today is October 4th.
Today is October 4th, and it looks like we have a little change in weather. We'll get to that in a minute. Joining us today, of course, is Bad Bob.
I just think it's really cool the way you guys always start off the show by giving a kiss before you crack the mic. I think that's just, that's spot on. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Sometimes she bites me, but it's okay. And speaking of kissing, here she is, Linda Bart.
Well, good morning. It is Monday, and of course we're feeling that change in the weather. It's going to be, there's a 60% chance of showers today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 73. I want to thank you all. We had an interesting weekend. There were so many things stacked. We'd love to hear from you. We were at the Bark and Wine. There was Dracula the Musical. There was the Symphony Gala. There was the Oktoberfest, Beer Fest. So many things that...
Rodeo.
Oh, yeah, and the list goes on. I mean, we couldn't be everywhere, and we had, anyway, so here
fly
we are.
Fly fishing convention.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's right. Yeah,
well, let's go to the phone. So start off the morning with by saying good morning. Good Monday morning to Jay. Hi.
Good morning. How are you all today?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to thank you guys for the tickets to the Monster Truck Rally.
How was it?
You know, it's funny, because I've lived in this area for nearly 30 years, and I've never even been to one. It always seemed entertaining, but I could never justify spending my limited resources to go. But there's only one thing better than VIP tickets, free VIP tickets.
Okay.
So I went, had a ball, and I'm hooked. I'm definitely going to be going back next year.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, did you... What if you were to pick the highlight? What sticks out the most in your mind?
Well, you know, there's always something cool about watching big trucks smash little cars, and as a cab driver, I fantasized about it all day long. So that was pretty cool. Plus, Hillbilly was hilarious. He's a guy who keeps you laughing during the slow points, and so he was doing all kinds of hijinks, and that was pretty hilarious. So it was. It was a lot of fun, and the free beer wasn't bad either.
Oh, well, nice.
In fact, the more free beer, the better that show was, huh?
Yeah, he started out mildly entertaining and became hilarious by the end of the night, you know.
I am so happy to hear that. That is, well, that warms our heart because, you know, we were thinking, how can we fit that in? So that's really cool. In fact, I think we might actually be pleasantly surprised by another friend that just absolutely wasn't going to go. And I said, look, here's a chance for you to really go outside your box and do something you never thought you would. And you might be pleasantly surprised at the good time you have that you wouldn't expect. So we're so happy to hear from you this morning, Jay. Glad you like the tickets.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We got a full day today. We got Brad LaCroix from the Police Officers Association is going to come in and talk, not politics, but big bikes, one of my favorite.
Coming up, Big Bike Weekend.
And then we
just saw James Mazzotta.
Yeah, James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. Then, of course, Gary Cadd will be our guest for the... for our candidate for today. And we've got a full week of candidates. We have Mr. Dix. We have Susei Chow. We have Ken Murray on Thursday. And our guest co-host that day will be Judy Salter. And then on Friday, Sandra Spear. It's going to be a full week. We're going to get into what's going to make any, who's going to make any changes, why would they make any changes, does being part of a slate bother them? And what about what the Record Searchlight did over the weekend? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Reckless spending in Washington has created a national debt that threatens our future. That's why we need Wally Herger working for us. The group Citizens Against Government Waste calls Wally Herger, quote, a taxpayer hero for his work to reduce spending and cut waste from the federal budget. a local rancher and small businessman, Wally Herger injects common sense and North State values into the debate in Congress. Herger knows America's greatness doesn't come from government. It comes from the ingenuity and hard work of the American people. He opposes any effort to put government bureaucrats in charge of private businesses. The North State needs jobs, and Wally Herger is working to create them through lower taxes and less government regulation. And nobody does more to protect our water and to use our natural resources wisely than Wally Herger. Effective, conservative, respected. Wally Herger, working for us.
This is Wally Herger, and I approve this message.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Listen to Market Your Local Business with Curtis and Jackie on Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. We talk about how to market your business with lots of tips, tricks, and new ideas for branding and marketing your business.
Brought to you by Need to Speed, Maxwell Insurance and Financial Services, and Josh Barker Town and Country Real Estate. Saturdays, 1 to 2 p.m., KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:13 in the morning. It looks like we get a little rain today. It's October 4th. We lost October 1st. It's gone, too.
We went from triple digits last week to 73, high of 73 today.
Oh, that's
currently good. 57 degrees, and I just came out in a short sleeve shirt. Still feels good to me.
That's okay, though. We have a couple of guests that brought their own heat with them.
We just want to make sure that on Friday it's going to be sunny and high of 80, which is perfect for what we're about ready to talk about. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
We have Brad LaCroix. Mike Thomas,
Brad LaCroix. These are the guys who are putting on that big event this week.
Yeah, this is a non-political statements we have here, right? Yeah, what's going on this week, Brad?
Well, this weekend we've got the 11th annual Big Bike Weekend. Starts out Friday night. We've got a memorial service to tribute for police and firefighters, followed by a remembrance ride that's going to go up around the dam and end up down at Wind River. And then Saturday we have a whole day packed of events to include the Oakland Police Drill Team will be back performing on Friday and I believe twice on Saturday, along with the 4th Annual Police Motor Competition.
Now, we saw them last year, and these guys are pretty
amazing.
Fantastic.
There's a couple girls in there, too. A couple girls in that drill team.
That's right. That's true. There are.
Yeah. So, Mike, what do you think about Big Bike Weekend? What's the big part for you?
Well, I've been a motorcyclist since I was about 19 years old, so I love motorcycles like a lot of people do in this community. And it really is a chance for the motorcycling community to come together here and just be together, to show off their motorcycles, to see a lot of amazing riders, not just the police motorcyclists that compete in the police motor competition, but the stunt riders that show up are just fantastic. It's the kind of thing you see at the X Games. But you see that on TV, how many people get to go to the X Games, but you get to be right up next to these people and see what they're doing.
Okay, we want to be involved in this thing because, you know, we like motorcycles. And even if you don't ride one. It's really neat to be there and be supportive. Is there a run on the 8th where people can stand and wave? And, you know, tell us about the 8th. We're starting off with the 8th and how we get tickets, where to get tickets, and where the event is being held.
Well, the memorial service is going to start out at the convention center, and then about 6 o'clock we're going to have a ride that leaves there, and we go, it's called the Remembrance Ride. And the best place to see it, if you're not wanting to participate in the ride, is you go along Miracle Mile out Lake Boulevard. The ride takes about 35, 40 minutes. It's one of the longest rides we've ever done as part of this event. So your best bet is going to be one of those major roadways.
Okay.
How fun just to sit there and watch the motorcycle parade. But more than that, it is it's a remembrance ride for those firefighters and police officers that have been killed in the line of duty.
Correct.
And it's especially poignant for us in that the Oakland Drill Team, which has long participated in Big Bike Weekend, has lost some of its members this past year, killed in the line of duty. Four of the...
That's what I thought they had. They've had four of their...
Four Oakland officers were killed in one incident.
Yeah.
About a year ago. And two of those were motor officers. And one of those motor officers, a sergeant, had been a competitor in... here before.
Oh, my gosh.
Had participated in Big Bike Weekend before.
Let me ask a question. Let me lighten it up a little bit here. When do you think it's going to happen that we bikers can have that parade like the Cool April Nights does, where you can drive around, you know, drive, not just this one night, but just, you know, have a spot like going up California Street or something and just drive around in a circle like Cool April Nights?
You know, we actually tried that. Was it 4 years ago? We did that on a Hilltop Drive, and it was a very, very abbreviated version of what Cool April Nights gets to do. And, you know, there's a different type of rider on motorcycles versus somebody who's driving their classic automobile.
You
and
so what happened?
That was short-lived.
What happened?
Let's just say that, you know, the vehicle code still applies. And unfortunately, people just got a little carried away, and for the safety of all the riders that were out there, we chose not to continue it.
So what would you think about Big Bike Weekend, making it a week long? You know, bring it in kind of like it'd be a place to come to, like the Lassen Run or something like that, with Big Bike Weekend being kind of like tied into that.
Well, this
can you think that can be handled police-wise?
It's important to keep in mind that this is a non-profit community event. It's not something put on by the city. This is put on by Big Bike Weekend, which is a non-profit organization like Cool April Nights. So these non-profit events that are put on as community events, they're pretty complex, and they're expensive, and they're just run off of donated money. And so every day you add, the expenses go up, the organizational requirements go up, and even to have the city commit public works people, police department personnel, and all that for the event becomes that much more difficult the longer you make an event like that.
Right. As soon as you get involved, like say going down the ride that goes California to 273, you're using a state route, so now you're bringing a state agency involved into it as well for permit processes and whatnot.
You know, Sturgis is the third largest money maker in South Dakota. For like 100 miles around there.
Well, I think
millions of dollars down there.
I think that Carl's asking the question a lot of people have asked us, and kind of desiring to have, an event like that right here. And so when we come back, we're going to be talking more about Big Bike Weekend, which is this weekend.
Yeah, that's
the Memorial Run, what's happening at the convention center, watching the Oakland Police Drill Team, and how you can get tickets. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The coming election is a defining moment in our city's history. The city of Redding has never faced such serious financial decisions. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Redding City Council. Like every citizen in this country, I am concerned about public safety. We know to be truly safe in our community, we need to have a fully staffed fire and police department. In the city of Redding, we deserve to be safe in our home, at work, at school, and on our streets. Because I have attended every city council meeting except one since 2007, I am well aware of the problems we face during these difficult financial times. The problems here in the city of Redding are not the fault of the employees, but rather that of former city council members. We must make the tough decisions now to fully staff our public safety and ensure our stable economic future. I'm Gary Cadd, and that's why I am asking for your support and vote in the coming election.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Redding City Council. Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Reelect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Hi, this is Donnie Greenberg, publisher and editor of AnewsCafe.com, the North State's favorite online news magazine. If you've ever read my columns, you know I like to speak my mind. And now I'm inviting you to tell me what's on your mind. Join me every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon, right here on Radio KCNR AM, 1460 on your radio dial. Do radios even have dials anymore? Tell me what you think about everything right here every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon on KCNR.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Spain Saturday, October 16th at 6 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Taste of Spain is a unique evening of Spanish decor, entertainment, live and silent auction, Spanish tapas and beverages. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Spain. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. A Taste of Spain Saturday, October 16th.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:23 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. I have been remiss in saying that this morning. Our guests are Mike Thomas and Brad LaCroix from Big Bike Weekend. Now, Brad, some people may not understand this. This is not costing the city anything.
Well,
isn't it?
Not much. Well, you have about 3 years ago, the Big Bike Weekend started. The board of directors became a true nonprofit, where we split off from the city to become similar to like Cool Air Pull Nights or the Reading Air Show, where you have the event. You do have city services that are coming in to help, whether it be with police or streets department. But it's a true nonprofit from the standpoint that once the bills are paid, we pay for the rental of the convention center, that we're able to have money left over to donate to local charities.
And that's the bottom line, is that it's a private organization, it's a nonprofit, and then what kind of organizations do you donate to?
You know, I was just looking at that list, and it escapes me at this time, but if you go to our bigbikeweekend.com website, you can see our list of donations we made in the last calendar year.
It's a very nice website, by the way.
Well, thanks.
Whoever put that together did a great job. Let's move on to Saturday and Sunday's events. And it's being held at the convention center. If, you know, a lot of people, Reading is known as a last-minute town. People, what are we going to do today? Oh, let's head out to the convention center and see Big Bike Weekend. What are some of the events that are happening, and what does it cost to get in?
Well, the opening ceremonies for the police competition start right at 9 o'clock. And those activities usually gear up around 9:45 to 10. The main event for Big Bike Weekend is going to kick off around 10 o'clock. I believe the admission fee is $5 for the day. And there's it's a family-oriented event. You're not going to see a bunch of gangs out there. You're not going to see, use bikers as a slang term, but you're not going to see, we don't have the problems that a lot of these other major events have.
You'll see bikers like us out there.
Right.
Yeah.
People who enjoy riding.
Right. Okay. And so what time does the drill team, the Oakland drill team, start?
You know, we don't have a final schedule yet, but they're going to perform. They should be performing Friday night and then twice on Saturday.
Right.
And a lot of that schedule, you know, changes all the way up to the last few days.
So it'll be in the paper, and people can check the website. Out the website, because the website, like I said,
Just
really
give
good.
Us a call again, too. Just say, hey, look, this is, you know, just a reminder of this. But we saw the drill team last year.
And about
it's very impressive. No, it is. It's impressive to see these, to see, because these guys, they ride their bikes in and ride their bikes home, probably, or at least out there out in the streets with them. So.
And I got, remember the gal who did the special leather work, so I got my killer chaps.
That's right.
I got a build.
Got lots of vendors out there selling everything that has to do with bikes, knives, other things like that.
We actually have a couple vendors that are coming in specifically because of some of the events that we have there. For example, not to bang the drum on the police competition too much, but the corporate Harley-Davidson is becoming a sponsor, and they're donating a gift certificate to the top Harley rider. And we also have a top prize for the, shall we say, the metric bikes that are going to be competing in our event.
It's a 10-pound bag of rice.
Stop.
I think you mean the fast ones.
You know.
I can't help it. You know, here I've got Mike here. You know, he's got, he's, you know, we're talking bikes. I can say these things, you know. Of course, when he pulls me over, when he pulls me over later on this week, it may not be as funny.
Okay, no. So anything else you guys would like to add for our listeners that are listening right now to encourage them to come out this weekend?
Well, I'd like to plug the police motor competition. I've had the privilege of being the MC these past, this is our fourth year. I'd like to give credit to Brad LaCroix. He was actually the one who started the police motor competition here. It was his baby from the get-go. And a lot of people who've been to Big Bike over the years are very familiar with the main event, but some people still don't realize that at the very, I guess it would be the north end by the rodeo grounds in that parking lot, that's the venue for the police motor competition. So if you're in Big Bike, remember to come out that north end gate and go visit the police motor competition. It goes on through the whole day. You don't have to stay the whole day to watch it. You can spend half hour, and you'll see some of the best motorcycle riders you've ever seen in your life.
Now, how many teams are involved in this, would you say?
For the police competition, right. It's broken down. You have a challenge course where it's individual head-on. It's basically based on the type of bike you're going to ride, whether you're on a Harley, a Honda, or a BMW. And then we're doing it differently this year.
But these are teams that are from not just Reading, they're from...
Oh, correct.
That's what I was going for.
Three different states this year.
Oh, three different states are putting in teams. So.
California, Nevada, and Oregon.
Great. Okay. And so you've got the different events are heading for each other. And
correct.
Then
we're going to have challenge course. We're going to have a team event. What that works out is you have two cables that are tethered with a magnet, and they have to ride in tandem around an obstacle course. And then we have a new event this year called Last Man Standing, which is basically a head-to-head designed to go inside of an intersection set up type of pattern, and you know it's a certain amount of skill involved
weaving through this thing.
Not so much weaving, but you know, you might see somebody cut off another motorcycle trying to get him to put his foot down or hit a cone and get him eliminated.
Oh, okay. Against each other then, huh?
Yep.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Oh, it's gonna be a blast.
Okay, it's all this weekend. We start Friday, of course, with the Remembrance Ride, and then and the Oakland Police Department doing their demonstration. And Saturday, all the vendors will be out Saturday. How many vendors do you think you have? I know last year was dozens.
Oh, we have at least that this year.
Okay.
Do you have to sign up to go on the Memorial Ride, or you just line up?
You do have to register. If you go to the website, you can see the different levels of registration you can do to include the memorial or the remembrance ride, and if you just want to be able to participate in the event.
And that starts at 6.
Well, it's going to start up at 5:40.
5:40.
Kickstands up at 6.
Okay. Well, you know what? Sometimes in the midst of a lot of other things going on, we forget that our community, and there's so many things going on in our community, and everybody's a member of our community and plays a big part. Sometimes that, you know, we lose sight of that during political upheavals and those. But we can't tell you how much we appreciate you all and what you do for our community and you know, just being out there for one, but two, you know, things like Big Bike Week. You know, you're doing it for the community, Mike Thomas and Brad LaCroix, and all the rest of the officers that are out there. So thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us on.
Hey, anytime.
We'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, and give us a call. Yeah, and give us a call this week. Just remind us.
Well, we can do that.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Hey, this is Carl Underbot. It's October 4th. I have lost September and the first part of October.
Meanwhile, we have James Mazzotta, Rhonda Ball that are coming in right after this break. We're going to be talking about this month in Enjoy. It's a killer issue. They're celebrating an anniversary, and we're going to be talking with them about some of the special features. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, markets little changed as a busy week of economic reports and earnings getting underway, culminating on Friday with the government's monthly employment report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just after 10 a.m. Eastern, down 3 points. Sara Lee shares, though, soaring this morning after reports of a rejected buyout offer. The New York Post reporting the food maker rejected an unsolicited offer from buyout firm KKR last month. This could have been a $12 billion deal for the maker of Sara Lee bread, Jimmy Dean sausages, and other packaged food. Sara Lee and KKR have yet to comment. And Santa Fe Aventis starting a hostile takeover attempt of Genzyme. The French drug company says Genzyme's board is not willing to talk, so it's taking its buyout offer straight to shareholders. It's offering $69 a share. That's $18.5 billion. The stock actually trading slightly above that just after 10 a.m. Eastern, and it's about 30% higher than when Sanofi first expressed interest. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Do your customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all? I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step. Then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
The Anselmo Vineyards Winery is our favorite destination. When we want to get away with friends or have a date night, we take a short drive to Anselmo Vineyards. If you're looking for a fabulous wine tasting experience, a five-star menu, and beautiful scenery, then Anselmo's will be your favorite destination.
That's right, Linda. With the seasons changing, it is a beautiful drive up to Anselmo's. Just a little way out of Palo Cedro, and you can enjoy a fantastic lunch with that excellent cuisine prepared by Chef John Stadelli.
And I'm really excited about the new fall music series, Candice Lavolsi, Rick Hill, Johnny Gonzalez, Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Don't forget exquisite dinners, wine tasting, a great time on the ranch, and Salmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway. Good morning, North State. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. How are you? 7:34 in the morning. It's currently 53 degrees. Are we loving that? Even though we got on short sleeves this morning, it's still, it's going to...
I'm feeling frosty.
Are you feeling frosty? Not peckish?
No, I'm not peckish. Not
Thank
yet.
God.
Not till Gary. Not till
peckish.
Gary. Not till the politicians till come in. Then I get peckish.
Okay, it's my
quick.
Turn.
Okay.
Showers likely today, high of 73. It's Monday morning. We're loving it.
It hurts when you hit me like that.
Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. And don't forget this Friday, if you haven't made reservations, 474-5546. Pat Karch and his trio, and moi will be out there
this
singing.
This is going to be a great time.
Wonderful.
We've got
jazz
them
night.
Out there. It's going to be cool.
So much going on in the North State this weekend. But what is really exciting is the new issue of Enjoy Magazine, because we're celebrating, it's always fabulous, and I always gush, but we are celebrating a fourth anniversary issue. And with us this morning is James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you hand me this piece of a paper that is a kind of a copy from the front.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about this issue's cover?
Well, it's the first issue that we've ever had an illustration and not a photo. So we wanted to do something really different because it's our fourth anniversary. Amy, who works in our office, has followed this artist, this illustrator's work for a while, and has actually bought some of his prints. So she connected up with him and asked him if he would be interested in doing our cover, and he said yes. And he did something really neat for us, because on the cover there are 19, well, actually there's 20, hidden number fours, and he just kind of did that. He threw that in for us, and I thought it was really kind of a neat thing. It reminds me of Highlights Magazine.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you look at the cover, and there's a bunch of number fours on there, and something
thinking,
fun to do.
And Where's Waldo?
I know, but if you're listening, you go Highlight. Don't you remember when you were in the dentist's office?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Highlight.
Yep.
Try to find the hidden things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't tell me you never did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, find those things. So, okay, so this is a framer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every
well,
piece
it is
of,
legitimately a piece of art done by a renowned artist. So, yeah, it is. And what's so great about it, it's just such a – I love the simplicity of it, and I love how it represents. I mean, there's two hands holding a magazine. It's almost like a pop-up. And they open it up, and then the river's falling off the pages, and there's representation of our mountains and the city and the Cascade, and so and our river trails and everything that we do here, and
it's just so cool,
just a really nice representation.
Running, fishing, art, flowers,
there's even
mountains,
great, yep.
And there's a bird,
yeah,
an eagle, yep,
yeah, there you go, the eagle, yep, hang gliders.
Does he have a 4-inch beak?
Yeah.
No. All right. Okay, so let's talk about this delicious issue.
Well,
I'll just go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as always, we come on and we share just little snippets of stories. And one story that I like, and that's just because I like caves. I'm fascinated by caves. We have the Shasta County.
It's actually Siskiyou County.
Or Siskiyou County. Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It is. But it says that it is in Siskiyou County. You're right, now that I think about it, where it is. Siskiyou County Pluto Caves. And we, a while back, did a story on, I think it was called Subway Caves, which, I got to shoot, which was fantastic. This is a similar type of cave formation. It's a tubular lava flow. It's underground when the volcanoes, I guess, were erupting. Lava would travel actually underground, and then when the lava would retract or disappear or fall through, it would leave this perfect tube underground that you could walk through. It's hollow. And this is a series, I guess, of three caves. The longest is 1,500 feet, and that's the farthest in a sequence of three, like I said. And it was discovered in 1863 by Nielsen Cash, who was actually out looking for his lost cows and had thought that maybe the earth had swallowed them up. And so he had lit a candle and went inside looking for his cows that he thought might have fallen in. So that's how it was discovered.
Well, see, this is what I love about this magazine is you offer educational stories. I mean, that's a field trip right there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's a day ride to go and explore the caves. And how far would it be from Reading to go do that? If somebody wanted to do something, it's Monday, I've got a day off. What would they do?
It's in Weed.
Yeah, it's 12 miles north
area.
Of Weed. So,
okay.
What are we talking about? Shasta's about 45 minutes, and Weed's just slightly
about an hour.
That.
Yeah. A little past.
We've
hour.
Definitely got to go do that, because, it's always
We
it's
definitely
October.
Are not going to go into a cave.
It's a lot of
fun.
You can watch. Let me sit out there. I'll tie a little rope.
The Shasta Caverns are fabulous. Yeah. And you always think about what else.
And these are different types of caves. You're not getting that stalagmite, stalactite kind of formations. These are just, you know, if you can imagine you're walking through a tube that in some places are 20 feet to, you know, they say that you can't see the tops, and that was filled with lava that was flowing like through your veins.
It's fascinating. Yeah. It just gets also again the miracle of our world, of the geological mysteries and wonderful wonders of our world. Okay, but we are talking about Enjoy Magazine. We're going to take a break. Coming back with some of the issues, some of the special stories in this month's fourth celebration of their anniversary. We'll be right back.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five-Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five-Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five-Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and it has been an honor to serve you as Reading's mayor. Much has changed in the last 4 years. Times are tough. The state and federal economy is upside down. We must overhaul retirement benefits today, not tomorrow. We must live within our means. I want to continue representing you on the council and continue the work that we have started to make Reading a better place to live and to work. The next 4 years will be fiscally challenging. Today, we need true leadership more than ever. I hope you vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, for Reading City Council, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2010.
Are you one of the many people who have been avoiding going to the dentist? I know how you feel. That's right. I understand why many people just don't feel comfortable going to the dentist, and I've done something about it. My name is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care, and I'm talking about sedation dentistry. It's a safe, gentle way for you to be relaxed and comfortable through your whole appointment. I'll simply give you a small pill, and before you know it, your appointment will be over. Best of all, once we're finished, most people hardly remember a thing. And since sedation lets us get more done in each visit, you may only need one or two appointments. Sedation is such a comfortable and relaxing way to have your dentistry done, you'll never want to have it done any other way. And I promise you this, we will never embarrass or judge anyone about their fears or about the condition of their teeth. We're here to help.
For more information, more to make an appointment, call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or learn more on the web at ReadingSedationDentist.com.
Nate, technician for Safe Flight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with no time. Unfortunately, a rock cracked her windshield, and she didn't feel safe driving her kids. So she called Safe Flight. We went right to her home and replaced it the very next day. She was thrilled. She didn't have to load up the car and bring it to us. And thanks to her insurance coverage, she only had to pay her deductible.
Let Safe Flight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 744 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley will put in your Dish Network. They put in surround sound. They put in home theater. They guarantee their work. He's a local guy, hires local people, and when you have a phone call to make, you talk to a local girl. That's B&T Satellite right off Airport Road, 244-1988.
Or a local person.
Well, so far it's Heather. I mean, it could be John, but the thing is they are Heather and John from Reading and not someplace in Indonesia.
That's we are we're with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball right now live in the studio talking about Enjoy Magazine and the wonderful fourth edition. If you haven't seen it yet, it's the only edition that you've done in 4 years that is illustrated.
Yes.
Fabulous. 20 places on there. The number four is hidden. Mm-hmm. Try to find it. You're open to the rock walls. I mean, share with us. There's so many different, what do you want to call it? folklores, stories about rock walls, but we have them right here in the North State. Share with us about these rock walls.
This is one of my favorite stories in this issue. This rock wall has been mentioned to me a lot of times, and I was trying to figure out who built them, where they came from, and interestingly enough, Rich Morgan from he's the founder of Holiday Markets. They're on his cattle ranch. 17 miles of rock walls, and they're 4 to 5 feet tall and 5 to 6 feet wide. So, and all the rocks that they use are from lava. Another one of those things.
Lava, yeah.
The rocks that have been, after Mount Tehama ruptured, left these rocks, and they were going to build fences, and the ground is so dense they couldn't build, or they couldn't dig very well. It wasn't very easy to dig, so they had all these rocks laying all over the place, so they just used these to build these fences. So 70 miles long, and they're on Ash Creek, along Ash Creek and Wildcat Roads.
Okay, circa?
They started building these 9 years ago.
Can you imagine back in the day when you didn't have television or Game Boy or any of the you know, what did you do?
Built rock walls.
Yeah, you went out there and that's what you did. Worked with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
9 years ago wasn't too long ago.
No, it wasn't. And he's had ranch hands help him. He's had the high school students, the football team from Red Bluff High School help. So a lot of people have come to help build these.
It's been a community project.
It's pretty impressive, I have to say.
And not only that, think back in years from now when you look in, for those kids or the people who built this rock wall. That is something that they can look back and say, yeah, I built that wall. Mm-hmm. It's like the dam.
Yep.
You know, I had a part in that. Okay, well, that's very interesting.
Well, it probably serves multiple purposes. Mother of necessity, as we've talked about. I mean, you've driven out in those plain areas, and it's just, I mean, you're dumbfounded by the amount of rocks that are just laying around. They're just everywhere. And by using them to build a wall to keep their cattle in turn, they're also clearing the land so that there's more grass growth for their animals. And
See that. You see it in a number of places, not to this extent.
Yeah.
That's another field trip.
People will pick up, like cones of rocks mark boundaries.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious. That's another field trip. We've got the cave. Now we've got the rocks. Okay, what's next?
Well,
this one is a little impartial. It was something that I didn't even know about, and it has to deal with Italians. And since I'm half Italian, I thought, oh, this makes it fun for me.
You mean your last name's Italian?
Barely. And these people are well known in the community throughout. They've been around for a long time, and that's the Wootons out in Palo Cedro. And they are beekeepers, apiaries, or bee breeders. And what's very unique about this is Shannon and Glenda, his wife, have been married for 41 years, and their youngest child is involved with them. And he married Glenda, and was from another family that originally started beekeeping here in the area. But what I didn't realize is that they use the Italian strain of queen bees, which I didn't even know existed, and they do it because I guess they are very hardy honey producers. They also are very hardy at reproduction, and I guess that genetically, for some reason, they are very resistant to a lot of the plights that are happening to bees right now, so they're in huge demand. And they spend a lot of time breeding these queens specifically to ship all over the country in Canada to help the bee populations. And so the genetic strain has to be protected, and I guess they take great care in making sure that these queens are not genetically changed at all because I guess they're perfect.
Because their hardiness.
There's
a lot of the bee populations of our country are being wiped out. So I can see why they're doing this. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guests are the prime movers of Enjoy Magazine. Join us after these messages.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
Tomorrow only, one half of the stock is one half off the price for one half day only. It's the one half off sale at Kubler's Furniture. Imagine walking through Kubler's beautiful Broyhill Showcase Gallery and seeing great values at one half off. If it's in stock and on the floor and marked one half off, grab it. From 9:30 to 6 tomorrow, you save one half off on one half of the stock for this famous half sale going on tomorrow at Kubler's Furniture. Tomorrow is your chance to save big at this select sale. Now is the time to create your home sanctuary at one half the cost.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
Don't miss it. This sale tomorrow. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. exclusively at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for detail.
Hey, Harvey, what's all the commotion going on up there?
It's the city working on the wastewater treatment plant.
They're always working on improving our waterways, making sure we have fresh water, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Without sewer lines and treatment plants, our river would be full of all kinds of nasty stuff.
This morning, I read in the Daily Stream that the city is using low-interest loans from the state and money from City of Reading ratepayers to keep our rivers clean. And don't forget, they're also creating jobs.
That's true. Gotta go. I'm about to lose a fin from all this commotion.
What the fish are trying to say is, in order to keep our streams and rivers clean, it takes a lot of manpower and resources. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068.
Ronald Reagan, in a speech at Hillsdale College in November 1977, talked about America and conservatism. He said, "It is time we recognize that the system, no matter what our problems are, has never failed us once. Every time, we have failed the system, usually by lacking faith in it, usually by saying we have to change and do something else." During the last presidential campaign, the promise of hope and change delighted the convention, criticizing and demeaning the wealthy and promising to redistribute their ill-gotten wealth was a delight to the Democratic Party. The change got us about 40 czars, taking control of health care, energy, insurance companies, banking, General Motors, and Chrysler, to name only the most obvious. I don't know how much more change we can take till the damage is too great. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bottom, KCNR 1460. It's 7:57 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's gives you the type of coffee you want at the prices you like. Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. Go in and check this place out. We like it. The people that go there are very happy they have. That's Tobacco and Brew.
This month, the feature, Cattle Ranch Alpaca, right?
Castle Ranch.
Castle Ranch.
Yeah, no.
We have Cattle Ranch.
Alpacas.
I mean, I'm like, yes, the alpacas. We've got Teresa and Gabby Hall. Oh, my gosh, you guys. We just share with me what's going on here, because I'm verklempt.
Well, we're you know, obviously, we move quickly on the show. We never have enough time. But one of the features that we're looking at doing with you guys is featuring each month who we're showing in our store, Enjoy the Store. And again, in the magazine in the back, we have a new section called Storefront, or What's in Store. And every month we feature a local producer that is kind of their focus month. And so this month we have Castle Ranch Alpaca with us. And I'm so excited because this is truly one of my favorite products that we have discovered here in the North State. And the products are absolutely, they're exquisite. They're luscious.
They are exquisite. This is like Neiman Marcus.
Quality.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Know. And so we have here with us in the studio Teresa Hall and her daughter Gabby. And unfortunately her husband, because of timing and the way he works, could not be here with us. But good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
And
how are you?
Good. We're great. And Gabby, okay. Your story.
Well, I was a nurse, and I got hurt, and I was looking for something that my body could handle. I was sad. I'd been a nurse for many years, and
I saw alpacas on TV, and I just fell in love. Called my husband, and he said, do what you need to do, and we looked at him. Yeah, that was a mistake.
That's a man who loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, most men, what's it said?
Yeah, go ahead. That's fabulous right
so
there. My heart feels full.
Yeah, we looked at him for a year and decided it was a very viable business option. And we purchased our first one, and that was 9 years ago.
Very, very expensive animals.
Very expensive. We have 23 now, and we are absolutely in love. We take it from the animal to the end, which is the product that you're holding.
Yeah. Okay. And what you're holding is called a hank.
It's a hank of
yarn. Which I've been learning. I'm becoming an expert in alpacas through trees.
This is a hank of yarn.
Yes, it is.
You guys make this.
Uh-huh.
From the animal.
Yeah, we take it off the animal, and we have actually a mill, a friend of ours that does the spinning. I don't have the time. And each animal is individually tagged, and when she spins it, she sends it back with each animal's name.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? This is so organic.
Yeah, it is. But if you're somebody that loves to knit and do those types of things, you can come into the store and buy hanks of yarn to do your own things, or like we're showing you here, these incredibly beautiful pieces that are already done that she provides, which are gorgeous hats and scarves and these incredible, incredible socks. I mean, every person in the world should have a pair of these alpaca
Those are the
socks,
great stocking stuffers, Christmas presents for both sexes, kids that
and
keep you dry, that keep you warm.
A really great partnership. This is a alpaca, I don't know what you'd call it. It's like you put a bar of soap inside of it and
I
you
want
use
one
it
of
as
those.
A scrub. But the bar of soap inside is a partnership with another local producer that we do. So, you know, there's this synergy between these producers. And that's really one of the goals that I have for the store is to, once we're up and running and the products are in, is really get all these producers together and let them create and be networked so that they can really feed off of each other and help each other in their productions.
Well, you know that we love you here at Enjoy. So when you open your doors, before you open your doors, you must call and let us know.
Absolutely.
And we will be the first standing in line, because I know my bag's going to go, I want some of this, I want some of this. It's all about the joy of networking, gift giving, this organic process. Your story, Teresa, of how you were injured, this is your calling. Things happen for a reason, and you have this lovely husband and your lovely daughter. The products are world class. James is deciding to open this wonderful in-store store that's right downtown that's going to be featuring all these local wonderful products that you can get. And I hope to have you on, Teresa, another time when we can really talk about the inspirational things of why things happen, what you can do with your life. You've got a great story, I'm sure.
And she does beautiful jewelry, and also we want to promote the fact that she's not only in the store, but you are also at the
The farmer's market.
Farmer's market as
Buy
well.
Buy local.
Yeah.
Buy local, stay
so
local.
You can get her products there as well.
Wow. Well, this is pretty incredible. This is called a what again?
That is a hank.
A hank.
A hank of yarn.
A hank of hair.
A hank of yarn.
It's just something you want to touch and feel and look at.
And so your babies, your 23 babies, they all feel loved.
Oh, an apple a day. They are loved. My kid, we show them. We travel with them. My kids help halter break them and train them.
If you've been at the fair before then, right?
No, I have not. Or, I don't take my animals out in public very often.
Okay.
I do take them to the schools, but it makes them nervous.
Yeah. Now,
they're my babies.
When do you think we can have it? When's it going to be open?
Well, our hope was we were going to be open on October 2nd, but we have permitting things that we're working through, which, you know.
See, how unusual is that in the town of Reading? You know, you're lucky they haven't come in and just, you know, put armed guards in front.
Yeah, and to be honest with them, it's more ours trying to arrange what's needed and get it actually solidified. But
don't take their side, James. I'm not on this show.
I'm not, believe me, because I have my challenges just like everybody. But we hope to be open in the next week or two.
You know what? We can't wait. You know, because just for things like this, it is so exciting.
Okay, pick up an issue of Enjoy magazine,
mm-hmm.
the 4th. Yeah. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And there is, towards the back of the magazine, there is a full spread on what's in store, and it's Castle Ranch Alpacas. Is it alpaca?
Oh, it is alpaca, yes.
So you say alpaca, like apple a day.
That's right.
Okay. Any closing thoughts here before we have to take this 30 seconds left?
Buy local.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you know, we're really big into that.
Yeah.
Stay local, shop local.
I feel very, very happy meeting you today and seeing these beautiful products that, you know, that, that was an inspiration. And they come from your loved animals.
Yes,
they're
they
very
do.
Cute animals, too. I got to shoot the one that's here in the story.
We're talking by camera.
Yes.
That's Rosie.
Yes.
Thank you so much, James Mazzotta. Enjoy Magazine.
We will see you soon. Carl
Thank
on the
Bob,
Free Fire Radio. Our next guest will be Gary Cadd. Tune in and ask him the hard questions.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's the first day of a job she could have the rest of her life. Elena Kagan, now at work at the Supreme Court. It's back in session. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
An early decision from Kagan and company is a setback for relatives of the 9/11 victims. The justices will not hear an appeal from families asking New York City to provide a proper burial of material taken from the World Trade Center site that may contain ashes of victims. Wednesday, the court hears arguments on whether or not the Westboro Baptist Church has First Amendment rights to protest at military funerals, Dave.
Jared, a big federal crackdown in Alabama. The owner of the state's biggest casino, which has already been shut down, indicted along with four state senators and lobbyists, all accused of buying votes in a bill to legalize electronic bingo. Five people are dead, seven injured. When a fire broke out at 2 a.m. as people slept in a house in Elizabeth Township, Ohio.
We know people are going to want answers, and we'll do what we can.
Shane Cartman with the Ohio Fire Marshal's Office. Americans who want to go to Europe are warned to be careful in a terror travel alert.
Anything that they feel they can do to save even one life, I think, is a positive thing.
He's an American traveling in Italy. The U.S. warning comes amid threats. Al-Qaeda's plotting Mumbai-style attacks throughout Western Europe. There are new hearings this weekend of the Gulf oil disaster. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more on the investigation live.
Dave, this week's hearings in the New Orleans area will focus on BP's overall safety culture and decision-making. Questions are expected to be asked about BP's insistence on using only six centralizers while cementing the ill-fated Macondo well. Contractor Halliburton had recommended using 21. Centralizers are used to make sure the well casing is strong enough to avoid ruptures and leaks. BP said centralizers did not contribute to the failure, Dave.
Evan, Europe takes a swing at the U.S.
And that is it.
Europe wins back golf's Ryder Cup on USA Network. The American team had rallied to nearly retain the cup, then lost it on the final singles match. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Here's a wake-up call for contractors. Next roofing job, when you make that morning supply run to the Home Depot, you can get instant volume pricing on roofing materials, including GAF Elk shingles. It's like an on-the-spot reward for buying larger quantities. The more you buy, the bigger your savings. That can help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Less than a month, so the races are intensifying, like in Kentucky, where the Senate candidates squared off yesterday. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Louisville.
And, Dave, the most specific answers came when Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace asked this about paying for Medicare and Medicaid.
Tell me of a single benefit you would reduce, any eligibility you would change.
Republican Rand Paul raised the idea of raising the retirement age.
For the younger generation, there will be have to changes in eligibility, and they've already started talking about this. There
so
is
you would raise the retirement age?
There may have to be for younger people, yes.
Democrat Jack Conway says that would be devastating to millions.
To do what he wants to do would be a 40% cut. It would take the average Social Security benefit from about $1,100 down to about $700.
Paul countered there will have to be changes for the younger generation. Dave?
Rich, a federal audit on nuclear power plants is recommending additional training to identify suspected terrorists and stepped-up rescreening of power plant employees. Is it art or obscene? A Jesus display is controversial in Colorado.
Critics say the lithograph features Jesus engaged in a sex act.
This is pornography.
Saw the images of my Lord
being disgraced.
The artwork featured at the City Museum in Loveland, Colorado. Dozens protesting, but the city attorney says it doesn't meet the criteria of obscenity.
Some people find it disturbing.
Susan Isett is the city's director of cultural services.
He's talking about culture, about religion, about race, sex.
But critics say the artwork is anti-Christian. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
There's also controversy over music in Detroit. Symphony players making noise on strike.
We're afraid we're going to lose the quality of the orchestra.
Cellist Aidan McKay and the musicians picketing this morning in tuxedos refused to take 33% pay cuts. The dispute with symphony management's also about working conditions and rehearsal time. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, October the 4th.
Currently 55 degrees. Sinus.
Go on.
Did I just jump on you?
Yeah, you can jump on me anytime, baby.
Okay, yeehaw! 55 degrees, going to be high today of 70-something and 60% chance of rain. We're going to be taking your calls. You know what? We already got the calls lined up. The chat room is open. It's 605-4567. The chat room is KCNR1460.com.
That's right, and our guest sitting here is Gary Cabb. Let's go to the phones. Okay. Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
We're great, Elizabeth. How are you?
Beginning of another great week.
Yes.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Well, I wanted to call and let the folks know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. As usual, we meet at 6 o'clock at Bonneview Baptist Church without fail every Monday night. Tonight we have kind of an interesting discussion going on. We'll have Mayor Patrick Jones and Councilman Rick Bassetti come in and talk a little bit about the two measures going on to our November ballot regarding public employee pensions. And if the folks aren't aware of what those two measures are, one requires that the public employees begin to pay their own portion of their retirement, and that is phased in over 4 years. And the second measure requires that they work a certain amount of time, I believe a minimum of 5 years, before receiving a portion of their health care premium paid after retirement. Currently, a person that goes to work for the City of Reading for one day, only one day, will receive 50% of their health care premium paid when they retire, and currently that cost is around $1,300, so you can see what kind of a bankroll that ends up being for the taxpayers.
Yeah.
But the most interesting part about this tonight is that we wanted to present both sides of this issue, those for and those against these two measures. We had no problem getting Mr. Bassetti and Mr. Jones to come in and speak about those measures. But we have not received any response from those that are against it, and we've made endless phone calls and requests for someone from the public safety portion to come in and speak as to why they are against those measures. And clearly they are, because there are giant signs all over town asking voters to vote no, but they won't come tell us why they feel that way.
No. I'm sure that they will at some point. We'll try and get them on here on the show.
Yeah, we hope they will. We're hoping that they'll come in tonight.
Well,
it's not too late.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thanks.
And we'll be seeing you later this week, I think.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, our next guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Assemblyman, good morning.
Good morning to you, and I've just been at the dentist and have numbed gums if I talk a little funny.
Linda's here, and so is Gary Cadd. He's our guest today, but we wanted to, and you called yesterday, we wanted to make this announcement today.
Well, it's pretty encouraging. The budget is now winding down, and next Tuesday there will be a conference committee meeting, and Wednesday a conference committee meeting, and Thursday the vote on the budget and all of the trailer bills. Significant in it, though, was the Welcome Home, the Veterans Services Office's funding to provide the needed services for our veterans. And it's been a hard, long haul, but the last resolution has resulted in $7.6 million, which is up from $2.6 million. It's one of the few programs that have been increased in this budget, and I think neededly so, because veterans are a priority. And we did an awful lot of talking and negotiating in conference committee. We've gotten it up $1.2 million, and now this is a fairly substantial increase for the Veterans Services offices. This should significantly help our veterans.
Well, you know, Jim, you know, in this time when we're seeing things like, you know, like four soldiers committing suicide in one post, and the problems with getting people integrated back into society after being in combat four or five times over a period of 7 or 8 years, this is needed, and the money is well spent on our veterans as opposed to other areas, I believe.
Well, you you speak with authority, Carl. You've been there, and you know it, and I'm very pleased that we can have this accomplished. In addition, the $10 million for the county subventions to preserve the Williamson Act is in now. That follows the Williamson Act reform bill that the governor signed of mine just last week. So this will help bridge the county subvention issue and encourage our counties continuing to preserve agricultural land and give farmers the incentive to continue to keep their land in the Williamson Act and not develop it. So those are two big victories. The overall budget, there will be some tough cuts, about $7.5 billion. There's some expected federal funds, about $3.3 billion. And some of the state property will be sold, and that'll be about $1.2 billion. We're looking at $1.4 billion in anticipated additional revenues as the economy does improve. So that and several other things have allowed this budget to finally get done, although I must tell you I'm very disgusted at how long it has taken. Where the budget is today is where it easily could have been in at the latest in August. So there just needs to be a lot more resolve of individuals and developing skills to negotiate with each other, and the ability to get around of just criticizing and working together.
That's for sure.
That's a problem in society as well as in the legislature.
Oh, yeah.
The legislature is but a reflection. But, Carl, certainly I'm going to try to be an agent for that kind of change, and at least now the darn thing looks like it's done.
Well, that's a huge step forward. Hey, Jim, the next time you're in town, let us know, and we'll get you right here on the show and let you spend an hour with us talking about what's going on.
There's plenty to talk about. Within 2 weeks, we'll be there with you.
All right, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, thank you so much for the heads up.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.
Speaking of a lot to talk about, we've got to take a break, but coming back, we've got Gary Cadd. The chat room is open. Let's let it roll. We'll be right back after these messages.
Furniture for life, Kubler Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
Tomorrow only, one half of the stock is one half off the price for one half day only. It's the one half off sale at Kubler's Furniture. Imagine walking through Kubler's beautiful Broyhill Showcase Gallery and seeing great values at one half off. If it's in stock and on the floor and marked one half off, grab it. From 9:30 to 6 tomorrow, you save one half off on one half of the stock for this famous half sale going on tomorrow at Kubler's Furniture. Tomorrow is your chance to save big at this select sale. Now is the time to create your home sanctuary at one half the cost.
Kubler Furniture. Furniture for life.
Don't miss it. This sale tomorrow. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. exclusively at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for detail.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and it's been an honor to serve you as your mayor for the last year. I grew up in Redding, California. I attended Shasta College and Sacramento State University. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 25 years and have volunteered for many local organizations. I was the first elected to city council in 2006. Much has changed in the last 4 years. Times are tough. The state and federal economy is upside down. I've had to make some very tough decisions to cut expenses to match income. The time has come to take action. We must overhaul retirement benefits today, not tomorrow. We must live within our means. Our police and fire departments have been reduced to cover only the minimum demands of our citizens. We can do better, but we must control our expenses. I want to continue representing you on the council and continue the work that we have started to make Reading a better place to live and work. The next 4 years will be fiscally challenging. We need true leadership more than ever. I hope you vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, for Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Reading City Council, 2010.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:15 in the morning on October 4th. It's going to be a rainy day probably, but hey, but not right here in the studio. It's going to be fire and brimstone. We got Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Carl and Lyndon. Good morning, Redding.
Candidate for city council.
Yes, I am. I've been, you've heard this over and over again. I'm going to repeat it again. I have gone to every single city council meeting since January of 07, except for one, and that was last in July. And a friend of mine in Alaska has had a stroke, and I went up to visit Danny because he's probably not going to be with us much longer. So that was the reason I missed that one. But I am accountable. I'm there. I stand up when I see that city does something good, and I stand up when I think they're going down the wrong trail. I'm not afraid to get up and voice my opinions. Some people say I'm not an eloquent speaker. Probably not an eloquent speaker. I know I'm not. I'm working on that. But at the same time, I am there. I'm not at home screaming at my TV set or screaming at the computer screen. I'm there in the audience, ready to get up and make an opinion and represent the taxpayers and ratepayers of the city of Reading. My number one goal right now for the city of Reading is fully staff public safety. We have to get back to 07 levels with the fire and police department. The people of Reading deserve to be safe in their homes, at work, at school, and on the streets. At the same time, the public employees will be safer on the streets when they're working. This election is a defining moment in the city of Reading's history. We must elect city council members with backbone that are going to stand up to staff, stand up to the pensions and the health care, because we must have the employees pay their share of their PERS payment. That's from the very top. The upper management must lead by example, and then we work our way down. We have to do this to stay in a stable economic position.
Okay, and Gary, let's go to the phones here. Jim, you're on KCNR. You have a question for Gary Cadd.
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
Gary, where do you stand on what the city has done concerning medical marijuana co-ops and the new planning commission's recommendations? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Yes. The city attorney, Rick DuVernay, asked me one night while the discussions were going on that why I didn't get up and ask and put my statement while those deliberations were going on. And I told him that I had already made a statement about that. And that was last May, because my feeling is this marijuana issue should have been taken care of back before it became a big dollar issue. I am not in favor of marijuana co-ops in this situation. We've got 20 of them in town. We're going to have marijuana all over town. So it's rather obvious that I'm going to vote no on the initiatives coming up in the election. But I think that we need to be very careful in what we're doing, because it still is illegal by the federal law.
What do you feel about the sale of the Civic Center and the rodeo grounds?
Neither. I would sell neither one of them. I went before council back, I think it was in end of February, first part of March, and made the statement that we needed to start a group in Reading of Save the Convention Center. And I believe that there is a group. In fact, I know there's a group together now to do exactly that. But the convention center is sort of a jewel. Not sort of. It is a jewel of the city of Reading's. And I think that we need to keep that and not allow other entities to encroach or come over on it. Now, I know Turtle Bay is over on the other side. They have the lease, and they are working towards putting a hotel in. At the moment, I don't have anything to say about the hotel because it looks like it's going to be done long before I am able to get on the council. But at the same time, the convention center and the rodeo grounds and that area, the parking, the grass, all that needs to stay in city hands.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Dick, you are on KCNR 1460.
Good morning. As I studied the salaries and benefits that was in the newspaper here a few weeks back, I noticed that the city manager's position is $200,000 salary and $84,000 of benefits. I did a calculation that if we just gave that position a 3% raise for the next 10 years, that position would now warrant $380-some thousand. And I suspect that this is true of every position in the city. And is this what we're trying to, or what you're trying to accomplish by renegotiating salaries and benefits?
Yes, Dick. We need to have the employees pay their share of the pension payment. And upper management needs to be the first one to start paying. Like I've said over and over again, they need to lead by example. Now, as far as the city manager, the actual contract is over a 10-year period. And it has a 35% increase over 10 years. And there's 9 incremental increases. So that is compounded on top of each other. So that's one thing that if you go back and I talk about previous city councils and what they've done, that is one issue. The second issue is when a former city manager, they gave him a 22% bonus to spike his retirement. And back in 06, they also gave the police department a 23.75% increase over 5 years, and that contract will be up next March. That's the reason why the city council at the moment is trying to keep from taking concessions and then also adding another year to the contract. These contracts need to come up. They need to be open for negotiation, and then you need to have city council members with a backbone that are going to negotiate fairly with the unions and upper management, but also be able to keep the idea of the ratepayers and the taxpayers. We, the people of Reading, are the ones that pay these bills, and we are the ones that are hurting through this downturn.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. Our guest is Gary Cadd. Well, I keep hitting the bell here by accident. Our guest is Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott, join us after these messages.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Oh Lord, we cry out, we've been lost.
Hey, God bless you. Jim Wilson here with Pray North State. Join me and a few of my friends each Sunday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. on this station for Genesis Generation Radio. And don't forget to thank our sponsors, the Anderson Athletic Club and Fitness Express, Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Simpson University of Redding, California, and Marlene Gerba's State Farm Agency.
Oh, Lord, we cry out.
Thinking of relocating your business? Need more room? Are you looking for a commercial office in one of the best locations in Redding? Well, 2,160 square feet of prime commercial space in the Enterprise Center is now available. There's even a drive-up window, plenty of parking, and high visibility. Easy access off Churn Creek and Hartnell, 2920 Churn Creek Road. Call 221-3467 for more details. That's 221-3467.
Good morning. Currently 54 degrees, 60% chance of showers today with a high of 78. This is Carl and Linda Bott. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. If you are looking for something to do this Friday and you've been wanting to get out to Anselmo Vineyards for their jazz night, I'll be out there singing this weekend, this Friday night, with the Jazz Karch Trio. Lou White will be there. I'm really looking forward to it. Pat Karch, Lou White, and Bruce Kalin, and myself. So 474-5546. We'll be very excited to have you out there and joining us. Also, I wanted to share with you real fast that Mark Beecham has a blog out. Mark Beecham went to Monster Trucks, and we gave him tickets the other day, generously donated to us. And I know Trudy was like, oh, I want to go, and he went, and he's written about it in the blogs. You might want to check that out in the Record Searchlight today. How about let's go to the phones. Our guest today is Gary Cadd, who, of course, is running for city council. And, boy, the chat room's on fire, and so are our phones. Roberta, you are live on the air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
Yeah, what I wanted to know, again, I just couldn't believe the numbers I heard before. How many union employees does the city of Reading have? And I wanted to know how much they earn. And then I wanted to know how many of those were police and fire. And what is the average income in Reading? Was that too many questions?
Well, there's some of that I don't have in my head. The average salary is $118,000 for all city employees. As far as the breakdown on unions, I'm not sure what upper management has, so I really can't answer that question. And what were your other ones?
I just wondered how many of the union workers worked for the police and fire department.
And that one I cannot answer either. Probably something I probably can look up and find out.
No, I just wondered how many of these employees, because that's all the unions talk about are the policemen and the firemen, you know. So I was wondering how many percentage or how many of the people were.
I think most of the employees, because there's seven different unions, and then that the city of Reading deals with, and then the electrical management. RU management just voted to get into a union because, by God, the city asked them to pay part of their retirement. So what's their first thing? Their first answer to that is, oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, we are making the top salaries here in Reading. And their first answer was, hey, let's unionize, you know, because otherwise.
I thought I heard that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Well, you know, the thing is going to happen there. If they do unionize, you have to stop and remember that there's going to be negotiations before that union contract, before they have a contract. So the council does have a chance to set up some parameters and maybe lower wages or pension plans or even some of the health care problems that are going on. So there, right. it is open to negotiation. So if they do that, the negotiations will happen.
Okay. And on this $118,000 average, does that include then their retirement benefits?
That includes everything.
No, that's the whole total, the whole total package.
Uh-huh.
Wages, pension, and health care.
Okay, well, I just really object to the being serfs any longer with these elitists. And when everybody in the, we know everybody in the United States, but especially in Shasta County, has lost their retirements, their investments, their home values. why do we backwash all the union workers? It is very offensive.
Well, and the thing with it is, in my walking, and I've been doing a lot of it, folks have been telling me that some of them are government workers, some of them are private sector workers, and they do not have the pensions or the health care anywhere near what the people in the city of Reading do. And we're paying for it. Now, can we afford it? In the past, city councils have brought this forward, and we're paying for it. But we've got to get this under control. We have to be accountable. We have to be transparent, and we need to move forward to keep the economy and the city of Reading in good shape.
Thank you for your call, Roberta. Gary, what would you say? We're going to take a break here. We've got about a minute left and take Fox News. But what would you say the biggest platform of your running is? If you had your slogan, is what?
Fully staffed public safety. We have to fully stay. We deserve to be safe. We don't, you know, there's talk of gangs in town, which there are, and we have a good police department. We've lost some people from the police department that we shouldn't have lost. We have lost firemen that we shouldn't have lost. So we have to do something. We can do one of two things. We can either keep cutting the budget and laying police officers, laying all employees off, but police and fire is what we're talking about here, or we can have them pay their share of their pension, and we can turn around and change this.
Okay. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucena. A corruption probe in Alabama. The owner of the state's largest casino, four state senators, several lobbyists under federal indictment over trying to buy votes on a bill to legalize electronic bingo.
Charges that they conspired over an approximately 19-month period to corrupt the legislative process in Alabama.
Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer, Victoryland Casino already shut down. It has over 6,000 electronic bingo machines. Americans taking European travel advisory in stride.
My feeling is that, you know, I think we have to be vigilant everywhere.
The State Department telling Americans to be vigilant in public places in Europe. A baby among five people killed in a house fire in southern Ohio.
The blaze broke out just after 2 o'clock this morning. Ohio State Fire Marshal's Office spokesman Shane Carmel says investigators are talking with first responders, witnesses, and eventually hope to speak with survivors.
Fox affiliate reporter Matt Brunning, Fox News. We report, you decide.
The coming election is a defining moment in our city's history. The city of Reading has never faced such serious financial decisions. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Like every citizen in this country, I am concerned about public safety. We know to be truly safe in our community, we need to have a fully staffed fire and police department. In the city of Reading, we deserve to be safe in our home, at work, at school, and on our streets. Because I have attended every city council meeting except one since 2007, I am well aware of the problems we face during these difficult financial times. The problems here in the city of Reading are not the fault of the employees, but rather that of former city council members. We must make the tough decisions now to fully staff our public safety and ensure our stable economic future. I'm Gary Cadd, and that's why I am asking for your support and vote in the coming election.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
One, two, three, here we go.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott, right here on KCNR 1460. We'll talk about fashion, food, theater, what's hot and what's not. I'll do in-depth interviews with musicians, and who knows, you might even get to hear them play live right here in the studio. It's On the Spot with Linda Bott, brought to you by Elegant Soul Boutique, Dandelion, Reading's only Brighton dealer, the Mount Shasta Mall, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Join me Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR for On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Hi, this is Don from Bridal Talk. Every Sunday from 12 to 1, we'll be talking about your wedding, how to make it a special day, how to keep in budget, how to handle the unique problems and have a stress-free wedding. We'll be having the guests you want to hear on how to pick the right photographer, the right music, and the things that are important to make your wedding one of the most successful events of your life. Talk to you on Sunday, right here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have got a great tobacco and coffee emporium there, finest walk-in humidor in the state. 2143 Hilltop Drive, the grills at Espresso Joe's fix the coffee you want. You buy gourmet coffee beans.
We're going to be there Friday too, 12 o'clock.
That's right. We're going to be there, and we're going to have our town council meeting. We'll let you know this week who's going to be doing that. I think we're going to try and have a little debate going on there.
Waiting for confirmation, but you will be the first to know. Hey, Gary, our guest, if you're just tuning in here on KCNR 1460 on Free Fire Radio this morning, our guest is Gary Cadd, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering about this. What is going on with these sign wars?
Well, I think that the other side, the slate, is they've got tons of signs, tons of money. Money's coming a little hard with the downturn for me, but we're out there trying. Actually, my signs are the signs I used in 08. So I guess if anybody wants to know if I'm a fiscal conservative, I guess that proves a point there. But anyway, I've got the signs out. Some of them are coming down. Some of them are being blocked. The day that the unions blocked my sign over on Shasta View, I thought it was hilarious because that more or less just came back on them. But the whole thing boils down. It's been said that the more signs in town, that's who's going to win. I don't think that's the case. I think that the people, you the people out there in Reading, need to listen to the issues and find out what it is that you want to see this city do. Now, we have people running for council that have just started going to city council meetings 2, 3 months, 4 months ago. All of a sudden, they're interested because they're going to sign up and run. I've been going, like I say, since back in 07, and I think it's time that we elect someone with the backbone. There's the Record Searchlight, with the backbone that can stand up to what needs to be done.
A question for you that comes from the chat room. Is Patrick Jones endorsing you?
Yes, he is. Patrick and I have got to know each other. We're not really friends. We don't run around together, but we have gotten to know each other through city council and issues that are going on. And I'm proud of Patrick, and glad to have him there to help me.
Well, it appears that speaking of that, Record Searchlight this weekend came out with an endorsement for Jones and Bassetti and Francie Sullivan.
Yeah, I was sort of hoping they'd come out for Gary Cadd, but it's neither here nor there. I am surprised that they used one of my words that I've been using for the last 6 or 8 months. It's called backbone. I use it again. But we need council members that are going to stand up and not let staff run the city. The city council must set the agenda and set policy. It's up to those five people. City council is not a part-time job. Some people say it is, but it's not. It's a full-time job. And I plan to be there full-time doing the work for the people. It's the only reason I'm running is for the people. I am part of the people, the 92,000 people in the city of Reading. And that's the reason why I'm running for city council.
Okay, Stillwater. Stillwater is has been on everybody's plate, it seems like, for the last 40 years, however, of course not. What do you think about Stillwater, Gary?
Stillwater is there. Stillwater looks very nice. I've been out there and looked at him and shown around. As far as I'm concerned, Stillwater will not receive another dime until we have somebody in there and there's some folks that act like they want to come in and they want to put a business out there. At that time, when it starts showing jobs for the city of Reading, for you and I, we got to get back to work, then it's time to move forward. Without that, no, I don't see it anymore. We need to watch where our money is going, and right at the moment, that is not one place it needs to go.
Okay. But we have somebody from the chat room who has asked a particular question, and somehow my chat box dropped. do email back guest 9446. Let us know. You had a second question for Gary. I believe the first one was about Patrick Jones. But do you know, go ahead and send that to us, and we'll get it. We've got 20 minutes with Gary, so now's the time to ask your questions. And if you don't want to be identified, big deal. Just keep it, you know, civil. And Gary's here because every one of the candidates that's running gets an hour, gets a couple times on our show, so we kind of find out where you are on a position, where your positioning is, what you want to see happen, what, how you're going to vote personally with your vote.
The business. Right now, the fees and the time it takes. I mean, we run into it just even here. The fees and the the accreditation, the whatever it takes to get a business open here seems to take a prohibitive amount of time, unless it's something the city wants. But if it's private business, it seems to take forever and it costs a lot. Why? I mean, what would you do to change that?
Change policy. That's why the city council's there. Policy needs to be changed. The culture in the Reading City Hall needs to change. There are things going on that that I hear about that just drive me up the wall. One particular individual had he cut down 7 trees, so they charged him $1,000 a tree. Then later on the project, the trees are remaining on the property, the city came forward and said, okay, you got to cut those trees down. There's no rhyme to reason. People go in to start a business, you put together a business plan. You've got your business plan all set and ready to go, and at the last moment, you don't have enough parking spots. So we need to change the policy on the planning commission and planning department. And we need to be doing it now.
Okay, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we did get that the second question that seems to have this listener fired up and wants to ask, or will be asking a question after these messages.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
There is no place like home. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaberkavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Hey, Harvey, what's all the commotion going on up there?
It's the city working on the wastewater treatment plant.
They're always working on improving our waterways, making sure we have fresh water, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Without sewer lines and treatment plants, our river would be full of all kinds of nasty stuff.
This morning I read in the Daily Stream that the city is using low-interest loans from the state and money from City of Reading ratepayers to keep our rivers clean. And don't forget, they're also creating jobs.
That's true. Gotta go. I'm about to lose a fin from all this commotion.
What the fish are trying to say is, in order to keep our streams and rivers clean, it takes a lot of manpower and resources. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices. If you're a veteran, they give you a discount. Man's Last Stronghold. That's the Cypress Square Barbershop. Go down and visit them. Tell them that I sent you. You'll get nothing from that except a big smile from D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Hey, our guest today is City Council candidate Gary Cadd, and there's a number of questions been rolling through here. One of them is if you win and it goes 4-1, in other words, I assume he means Jones, Bassetti, MacArthur, and you, how does that help with discussing the public safety questions?
Well, number one, there's not always a three vote on the council to get things done. I believe that we need to start with upper management paying their share of their pension plan. And at the moment, there's not three votes on the council to do that. If there was, they've been taking care of that issue a couple of meetings back in closed session. So what we need to do is move forward, and we have to have public safety and all the other employees pay their share of the pension, the CalPERS pension payment.
Okay. How would you support a tax sharing plan with the this is from our chat room, by the way. Do you support a tax sharing plan with Shasta County, and what would you do to open up the jail, the third floor of the jail?
Well, the third floor of the jail, that's county, that's not city. But that should never have been closed in the first place. But that's up to the Board of Supervisors. You'd have to look at them for that. What was the first one? Okay.
Tax sharing plan with Shasta County.
All right. I know that Mr. Murray tells me I'm wrong, but again, I'll let there has never been a tax sharing agreement from any city, county in the state of California. Now, he's going to say, oh, yes, there have been. Well, there has. On building highways, freeways, overpasses, stuff like this, there has. But an actual out-and-out tax sharing agreement has not been accomplished in the 58 counties in the state of California. Now, having said that, we tried here in the county and the city tried a tax sharing agreement here 3-4 years ago. It was going to give the city the upper hand, and the county would have been on the short end of the stick. We cannot have a weak county and a strong city, or a weak city and a strong county. We must keep our business in the city of Reading and not allow them to move out. We need to have the infrastructure to take care of that.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to the phones.
Todd, you're on line one.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Just a question. Have you given any thought as to privatizing some of the services that exist in the city today that are being provided, like the gardening services, lawns, some of the upkeep on the roads? Any thought at all towards that type of a service?
Well, the city council and staff looked into that here a few months ago. The problem with that was that the staff overloaded the committee with so much information that they just threw their hands up and said we're going to walk away from it. If there is a possibility of privatizing, yes, I would look at it. I'm not going to say totally that I'm 100% in favor of it, but I very definitely would take a strong look at it.
Well, am I correct in understanding that when you said that the average salaries for city employees are over $100,000, are we talking about manual labor jobs?
That's the average of all the jobs with the city. Like there's 765 employees. That's the average of all of them, top to bottom.
Well, if we're in a situation where you're really going to have to be looking at doing some cutting, have you given any thought as to I always hear the phrase that, well, when the contracts come up for negotiation, everything's on the table. And I guess I'm not too sure just exactly what that means. But I'm assuming it means that you're going to have to Are you not going to have to be threatening to lay people off?
This is what's happening. I do not want, I've said this over and over again, I do not want to lose one city employee from the top to the bottom, not one. But we have to make some changes in the benefits and health care plans so that we don't have to do this in this economy that we've got.
But now, there's been no indications.
Pardon?
I don't believe I've read or heard any indications from the unions where there are any they're willing to make any concessions along the lines of pay and benefits.
Well, they won't. You see, that's the reason why the concessions that they're making now, and they're saying that the union or the city council isn't treating them with respect. They make a concession. Council has told them over and over again in the seven budget-cutting sessions we've had since the early part of 08. Every time, do not come in with any riders on your concession. If we're asking you to give $300,000, don't come back and say we want to add a year onto your contract. We have to have those contracts come open. There's changes that are going to have to be made. That's the reason why the unions are fighting so hard to not let these contracts open up. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, guys.
Thanks a lot, Todd. Gary's making the breaks, too. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. After this, we're going to be going into our last segment. We've still got a lot of questions on the chat room.
Come on, pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all. It's the biggest in selection and its installation. Free Budget Blinds makes it easy as 1, 2, 3. Superstore to your door.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bay. If you've been thinking about replacing those old, worn-out window coverings for the upcoming holidays, give us a call and schedule your free in-home consultation. Budget Blinds carries all the best brands with hundreds of styles and colors to choose from. We have the best warranties in the industry. We carry shutters, blinds, shades, and draperies, as well as retractable screens and roll-out shelves for the unorganized cabinets. Professional measuring and installation. Budget Blinds truly is your local window covering superstore to your door. Give us a call today at 226-9027. That's 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
What would you do with an extra $500? At North Valley Bank, we're still giving away $500 each week. And you could be our next winner just by using your North Valley Bank debit card. That's right. Each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into our weekly shop, swipe, and win drawing for $500. This popular promotion continues through December 30th, and you could be one of our winners. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop by one of our convenient locations to open a new checking account and order a debit card today so you have a chance to win too. Visit our website at novb.com to see pictures of all of our weekly winners. You could be the next lucky person deciding how to spend an extra $500. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. See official contest rules for more details.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to remind all of our customers, Old Man Winter is just around the corner. Now is the time to fill those kerosene tanks and fix any problems you might have before you start using your heater. Johnny and Ricky are very busy installing new Toyo kerosene heaters. If you'd like a quote or just need some information about your heater, call the plant. We still use people, not answering machines, who can help you. We are in Weaverville, Corning, and Redding, and now in the Burney Fall River area. Had a great time at the Intermountain Fair thanks to Bob and his crew. Did a great job. Remember, if you're not a Northern Lights customer now, hopefully you will be in the future. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:56 in the morning. Into our last segment, this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite.
That's right.
Our guest on Airport Road, Doug Tooley, does dish satellite. 244-1988 guarantees his work. Local guy, local crews, local people you talk to. You can't do any better than that.
We have about 5 minutes left, and our guest today has been Gary Cadd. And boy, wouldn't you know, it's always at the last minute. You know, Gary, we've got all these chats that are coming in, you know, comments, and I just wanted to ask you one about what will Gary do to stop using Redding Electric Utility as a slush fund?
Great question. You know, first of all, though, before I go to that question, I'd like to say I sure like that song, that lead-in, I Won't Back Down, and I won't. I'll stand for the people. REU, I was on the REU review committee. I was vice chairman, and we worked long and we worked hard on those issues. We tried to get the city council to put the $2.1 million back in REU that they put into the general fund. That money in REU was earmarked to help pay the electric bills of the poor and the working poor. But the council has put it back into the general fund again, and we're not having that money for the poor and the working poor. As far as REU, I believe that we need to do an outside forensic and audit of REU, top to bottom, inside out, all the way around. There's $32 million in that, roughly $32 million in the reserve account, and we the people need to keep an eye on where our money is going. And having said that, the redevelopment agency has over $30 million in it, and maybe it's time to start taking a look at where that money is going and what it's being used for. Now, 2 years ago, I mentioned we need to have a commission, an REU commission, a citizens commission put together to oversee REU. The city of Redding used to have one in the mid-90s somewhere. It was done away with. I think we need to put that back into effect again, and we need to be able to be transparent and open about REU. I will work to see that REU is not a slush fund. It's just like with the two parking structure loans. One's 40 years old, one's 38 years old. And when the grand jury asked the city staff about that earlier this year, city staff says, oh, they'll probably never be paid for. Well, I'll just tell you folks, over my dead body, because I'm elected or not elected, I'm still going to city council and I'm still going to stand up.
Okay, let's go to the phones. George, you're on KCNR Live. You have a question for Gary.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering what he felt, you know, whether he is for or against the unions, or he's in the middle, or where he's at. I can't really understand that by the way he's talking.
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
George, I am 100% behind the unions. We cannot afford to keep paying the unions and all city staff what we've been paying. The downturn is here. If somebody can come and tell me that we're at the end of the downturn and we're going to head back uphill, that's fine with me, but that's not the case. That's just strictly not the case. And I don't have rose-colored glasses on. I have glasses on that want to work for the city of Redding and take care of our budget to keep us on solid ground. And if these cuts need to be made, they need to be made. I went in and asked the fire and police department if I could talk to them back last February. Firemen said no. Police said yes. I went in and talked to them. I told them I'm going to come in and talk to you guys for about 10 minutes, and then I won't take any question and answers. And they goes, well, why not? I said, because I want to have a conversation with you folks. And we talked, and it got a little heated, because some of the things I said they didn't like, and some of them they did like. So being against the unions, I am not against the unions. We're just up against it, and we need to do something to take care of this city and keep us on stable ground.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Gary. Here, we just got a couple minutes left here. Have we got another question there that's a quickie?
Well, it seems as though the only issue is having all employees pay their portion of health insurance premiums and retirement. I'm self-employed and have to pay it each month, and I don't average $118,000 annually. My Blue Shield insurance premium just went up $179 a month for the same coverage.
Yes, that's just my point. How can we be giving city employees these retirements and the health care, and we the people in the city who are picking up the tab, we're the taxpayers and ratepayers, how can we afford to keep doing this? It is unsustainable. We need to have people on the city council with the backbone that's going to stand up for what needs to be done, and I will represent the people. That's you you and I together.
We got George. We're going to go with you really fast. We've got 1 minute. Hit it.
Okay, why don't we have, why, what's the matter with private, the day, private, the,
privatization? Anyway, private,
yes, go ahead, yeah. And I also want to tell you that the biggest ruination of this country has been the unions. We see it in the federal government right now.
Okay, George, thank you for your statement. Thanks for your questions.
Well, privatization has come up a second time now. I think I've already answered that one. And the unions, we need to get them back on track. Previous councils have given this away. It's not the union's fault. Previous councils have given this away. We've been sitting at home doing nothing and allowing councils to meet down there, and they go ahead and do what they're doing. So I would ask that you vote for Gary Cadd.
How do they get a hold of you, Gary?
You can get a hold of me by 241-8404. It's my phone number. Hey, call me.
And that's how they can get a hold, and they do donations and have
them
come see you and all that, right?
That's right. And you can go to my website, GaryCadd.com. It's got my address on it. You can send some money. I mean, everything's accepted. It's really been hard this year in this campaign to do what we need to do. It's why I'm using my old signs, and that's why I'm very frugal with my money. And if anything else, folks, that proves that I am a fiscal conservative. So when it comes time to vote, I would really appreciate you putting that little line on the just to the right of Gary Cadd.
Okay, Gary, thanks a lot. Hey, our guest tomorrow will be Don Kirk, also running for candidate for city council. This is Carl on the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A corruption sweep in Alabama.
This morning, federal agents began arresting 11 individuals,
including state lawmakers accused by the feds in a conspiracy involving electronic bingo. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more live in Washington.
Four Alabama state senators are accused of accepting thousands of dollars in cash and lavish campaign gifts to ensure controversial gambling legislation was approved in the state house.
The defendants' corrupt conduct infiltrated every layer of the legislative process in the state of Alabama.
Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer says the state's largest casino owner is among the group indicted for offering bribes along with several lobbyists. The legislation did fail once word of an investigation was announced last spring, Lisa.
Jared, on the first day of its new term, the U.S. Supreme Court turning away hundreds of cases among the appeals that will not be heard. Relatives of 9/11 victims seeking proper burial for material taken from the World Trade Center site. Lawyers for